My name is Pete McCall, and welcome to episode 52 of All About Fitness. Today on All About Fitness, I'm doing a quick fit tip focusing on disruption. Now, disruption is a buzzword frequently used in business. You know, if we look at the taxi industry, services like Uber and Lyft have completely disrupted how we hail cars. We no longer have to stand on a corner waving our arms like a mad person. Now, with a few quick punches of buttons on an app, we can order a car wherever we want to wherever we want. You know, if we look at Netflix, podcasting like what you're listening to now, and services like Hulu online, we no longer have to wait for some content to be scheduled. We're not beholden to the schedule of a radio program or the schedule of a TV show. We can consume content whenever we wanted. So podcasting is completely disrupting how we listen to things, how we consume things via audible content. You know, let's look at fitness. You know, companies like TRX have completely disrupted the fitness industry. You know, over the last 10 years, TRX created a whole new category of suspension training. Now you don't need an entire gym full of machines to get a great workout. All you need is a TRX suspension training system, a solid anchor point, and the sky's the limit in terms of a body weight workout. Let's look at another disruption in the fitness industry. Over the last few years, boutique studios have completely disrupted how normal health clubs do business. For years, the only way to get a good workout was to go down to your local health club, pay some kind of initiation fee, and then start paying monthly dues. Some health clubs would jam you into your year-long contract, while other health clubs would let you go month to month. Now, here's just a little bit of background about that. One of the reasons why health clubs try to promote a year-long contract is because they need to be able to book 12 months of revenue at a time. If they don't have that revenue, if they only have everybody on a 30-day month-to-month contract, they only technically only have 30 days of revenue they can book. That's why health clubs want you to try to buy year-long contracts. Now, if you're not currently a member of a health club and are thinking about joining one, it's a good idea to wait till the end of the month. You know, you want to wait just like any other business, cars, anything. Sales at a health club is driven on a monthly basis. The best time to get a good price on a health club membership, or to at least avoid paying that stupid initiation fee, is wait until the last 2 or 3 days of the month. If you go in on the 28th or 29th of a month, they're trying to make their monthly quota. And so they'll usually give you a great deal. They might give you an extra month of free, or they might knock off that initiation fee. Anyway, that's not the point of today's podcast. I'm still talking about disruption. Boutiques have disrupted the way health clubs do business. Now, instead of joining a health club, people are going to boutique studios. They're going to CrossFit studios. They're going to cycling studios. They're going to yoga studios, bar studios. You can walk through certain cities in the country, and I'm sure you have, and you can see like two or three studios within a block or two of each other. You know, CrossFit on one corner, bar on another, Pilates maybe on a third corner. And it's really kind of interesting how people who hesitate at paying a monthly gym membership are going out and paying, you know, $25 a class at different studios. They're probably ended up paying two or three times as much for a membership or for fitness than they would if they went to the gym. But that's one of the points. Why have studios disrupted health clubs? Is it a broken model? Is it because people don't like being tied down? Is it because as a consumer, just like being able to go to Netflix, you want to have more choices? Sometimes when you go to health clubs, you don't have many choices. You have your cardio equipment, you have your strength equipment, and you have the group exercise studio. And it's interesting, some health clubs out there look at group exercise as an expense. And so what do? They cheapen it down. They don't pay a lot of money for group fitness instructors. That's why you have so many studios doing so well. And this is a little inside tip. A lot of instructors don't want to teach at a large, big club chain because they can't make that much money. Instead, they can go down the street to one of these studios and they get, you know, a few dollars for every person they bring in. So if you get a popular instructor who is at a big box chain gym, which shall remain nameless here, but if you get a good instructor who is at a big box chain gym and they're making a flat rate per class, anywhere from $20 to $60, depending on their experience and depending on the market, you know, they can go to a small studio and they get a little percentage. You know, if they teach yoga, if they teach cycling, the more people they get to class, the more money they make. So I know instructors that are making three times as much money teaching at a boutique studio than they were at a big box gym. So why not? That becomes down to simple economics. We all want to make more money for our time. You know, wouldn't you go and leave your job if you knew you could go somewhere two or three blocks away and make three times as much per hour doing the exact same thing? That just shows that there's a lot of disruption that could be had in the fitness industry. You know, we look at equipment companies. For years, the only way, if you want to do an at-home workout, the only way you could buy equipment was to go to a big box, you know, sporting goods store. And I'll use a name here because it no longer exists, like Sports Authority. You know, Sports Authority went bankrupt recently. You know, one of the things, is because they couldn't compete with being able to buy online. But if you go to a big box, you know, sporting goods store, I mean, I think Dick's is one of the few left, or Target or Walmart. And actually, that's just a little side note. You know, the biggest sporting good retailer in the United States is actually Walmart. More people buy sporting good and fitness equipment at Walmart than anywhere else. But here's the thing. If you're looking for at-home fitness equipment, do not buy from a big box retailer. Let me repeat that. If you're looking for at-home fitness equipment, do not buy from a big box retailer. You want to go either straight to the company, the equipment companies, or go to a couple of different, you know, special distributors. One of my favorite specialty distributors is Power Systems. I'll have a link for it down below in the show notes. Another one is Perform Better. Perform Better and Power Systems are where all the health clubs are, where a lot of the colleges, where a lot of pro teams, professional teams buy their fitness and training equipment from these distributors. You know, I'm talking about disruption today. One of the big things we see in disruption is the way that fitness is being delivered to consumers. You know, for years, and I, as you've heard, if you're a frequent listener of the podcast, you know that my specialty is in fitness education. My job for years has been educating fitness professionals. For years, if you wanted to learn more about fitness, you had to seek out specialty fitness educators like myself, or, you know, there are maybe, I don't know, couple hundred, quite a few score people out there that are doing this. But the only people that would go to fitness workshops were fitness professionals, people who needed to go to workshops and earn continuing education credits to maintain their certifications. But that's changing. What I'm starting to see and what's starting to be a big trend is now, if you're a consumer, if you're somebody who's really interested in fitness, and in the fitness industry, we call you guys super consumers. You know, probably, you know, I do this podcast for you super consumers, for people who love fitness. Maybe you have subscriptions to two or three fitness magazines. You know, maybe you follow half a dozen fitness blogs online. You know, maybe you read and consume as much content like this podcast on fitness because you want to get the best results from your program. Well, what's happening is this is being, you know, the way that we're delivering education to you is being disrupted. Part of it is like this, through the podcast. Part of it is through YouTube. And this is just a tip. One of the things I've been working on, I've been dark for a couple weeks working on a few other things. I took a vacation, so I wasn't doing podcasting while vacation. I did a little travel for work, but I've been also setting up a home studio because one of the things I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start doing equipment reviews. I'm going to start telling you about my favorite pieces of fitness equipment for at-home use that you can use on your own. Now, these aren't going to be sponsored. I'm not charging for a sponsorship fee. These are things, you know, some of these are products I've reviewed for other outlets. I review products for the American Council on Exercise. I review products for blogs. You know, I'm going to share with you some of my favorite products and doing reviews. So that's one of the things I've been working on. I've been setting up a little studio at home to be able to do that. You know, another source of disruption is education, taking education straight to the consumers. You know, there's a great group out of Austin, Texas that's been doing this, Onnit. O-N-N-I-T, onnit.com. If you're a podcast listener, you listen to Joe Rogan, you've probably heard that. Joe Rogan sells Onnit supplements on his podcast. But Onnit is doing something really unique. They're taking their education directly to you, the consumer. Other groups are doing this as well. I went to a workshop earlier this year by a group called Strength Matters out of the UK. They have one person out of the UK and one person, ironically enough, here in San Diego. You know, you have, you know, people like, you know, Jen Sinclair, who's been interviewed, Artemis Scanalides, who I've had on the podcast. These people are doing workshops directly for the consumers to help consumers learn more about fitness education. So that's one source of disruption that you're seeing. You're seeing more information available to you. You know, you can hire a personal trainer if you want. You know, and that's another thing I've been working on is setting up to be able to offer personal training services online. I'm not going to be charging an arm and a leg, but I figure for podcast listeners, I want to be able to, if I'm giving you good sound fitness advice in this medium on a podcast, eventually I'm going to be able to offer you workouts that you can download and do on your own. Again, not charging an arm and a leg, but be able to give you the information. Because my goal is to help you improve your fitness. My goal is to help you learn how to use fitness to get the most out of your life. You know, when you look at it, fitness is freedom. And I'll say that again, fitness is freedom. In my opinion, fitness is having the ability to do what you want to do when you want to do it. That means if you want to enter an obstacle course race, if you want to enter a 5K race, you don't need to train for it. You just go out and do it. If you want to go play soccer with your kids or grandkids, you can go out and do it. If you want to go on a long hike, you know, on my vacation recently, I was in Mexico. I did a couple of hikes, and I had the ability to go out and do it. And except for a rolled ankle, I was really able to enjoy the experience. It was a good time. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm part of this wave of people trying to disrupt how we get education to you, the consumer. Because ultimately, I want you to have the information at your fingertips for how you can go out and get a better workout. If you want to do more strength training, you know, the people I interview on this podcast, the information I put out on my blog, PeteMcCallFitness.com, the information I'm trying to deliver straight to you is going to help you do that. If you want to do strength training, you can do that. Endurance training, you can do that. If you want to do weight loss, you can do that. That's not my primary goal. I'm going to be completely honest. If you're looking for weight loss, you're probably better off going somewhere else. If you're looking to shred fat and do all that, you know, trendy topical stuff, you're better off going somewhere else. And I mean that 100%. My goal is to help you be fit. And fitness is having the physical ability to go out and get the most out of your life. That's how I'm trying to disrupt the fitness industry. You know, you have boutique studios disrupt how health clubs do business. Health clubs are now trying to remodel. Certain health clubs are trying to make a studio within a club concept where you can go to a more quiet, you know, sanctioned off yoga studio. You're not going to hear weights clanging in the background. Or you can have a more interactive studio cycling experience if you're enjoy indoor cycling. So health clubs are trying to, you know, respond to the boutique thing by offering more specific services. You know, if you want to be able to work out on your own, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to disrupt the normal health club model. I want you to have the freedom to work out on your own, not just, you know, information from me, but information from my guests that I have on here, from guys like Dan John and Mike Boyle, who I've interviewed previously. You know, pick up a book by Nick Tumanello. You know, Nick's done a lot of stuff. If you want to learn about strength training, how to shred, you know, weight through strength training, Nick is the guy to go to, NickTumanello.com. You know, he's the guy doing that thing. You know, I'm really just trying to disrupt fitness from the standpoint of giving you information. I want you to know how to get the best workout, how to have the best workout to enhance your life. You know, if that means losing a few pounds, great. But really, I want you to be able to get up out of bed in the morning and say, I can do whatever I want today because I am fit. Or heaven forbid, you live in a city and the subway breaks down and you have to walk 4 miles home. I want you to know that whatever challenge is going to get in your way, you can overcome that because you are fit. That's how I'm trying to change things, guys. That's really how I'm trying to disrupt how we deliver fitness. Fitness, in my opinion, isn't how you look. Fitness isn't having a shredded six-pack. I mean, if that's important to you, great. But that doesn't make you stronger. You know, it really doesn't. You know, having a six-pack doesn't necessarily mean you're strong. You know, being shredded doesn't necessarily mean you can lift a ton of weight. And in my mind, I'd rather be able to lift a ton of weight than walk around like an emaciated model. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion. You know, I'm trying to disrupt things by making the emphasis that fitness is freedom. Fitness is opportunity. Fitness is having the ability to do what you want in this life. Somebody says, hey, let's go for a run this weekend. Hey, let's go for a hike. Hey, let's go kayaking. Hey, you might have never been to kayaking before, but you know what? You're fit, so you can go do that. You know, that's what I've been working on. I've been working on a few things behind the scenes. So I've been radio silent for a couple weeks, and if you're a regular listener, I apologize about that. If you're just stumbling across this podcast, please check back in my archives. I have some great interviews. Guys like I've already mentioned, Dan John, Jen Sinclair, Artemis Scandalides. I have a lot of information on here. What I'm trying to do is trying to help you become a more educated consumer. You know, I'm one of these guys, I cringe. I cringe and I cry a little bit. Not really, but metaphysically or metaphorically. I guess metaphorically is the right word. But I cry a little bit every time I hear bad fitness advice. You know, I saw something recently, a friend of mine tweeted something at me or texted something to me that Tracy Anderson's trying to load up some BS that the fitness studio floor can help you burn more calories. Last year, Tracy Anderson said driving around in a convertible can help you, you know, burn more calories. It's that type of nonsense that I'm trying to counteract. You know, I'm also trying to create the disruption that you don't need to. If you want to join a health club you can listen to me interview the vice president for human performance for Equinox. There are many reasons why I think you should join a health club, because there are plenty of opportunities and plenty of things that health clubs do, but you don't have to. If you learn how to exercise the right way, you have the freedom to work out at home. If you're intrinsically motivated, and I have a future podcast coming up with somebody who, we're going to talk about motivation. How do you become motivated? How do you turn your external motivation to internal motivation? Internal motivation is what drives you. Anyways, guys, I just want to say I've been a little bit silent the last couple of weeks because I've been working in the background. You know, my plan is I'm going to change the way that we do fitness. I know that's a big goal, but that's what I've been working on. Anyway, thanks for tuning in for this quick fit tip of All About Fitness. I'm not sure why I went with it, but I just wanted to talk about disruption. And I wanted you, if you listen to me regularly, I wanted you to know that I haven't forgotten about you, but I'm putting a few things together that you're going to see coming up in the next few months. I'm doing product reviews that I'll be putting up on YouTube. I'm also going to be doing some of the product reviews on the podcast. So if you thought about investing some equipment at home, I'm going to be telling you what type of equipment I think you should invest in. And, you know, these are affordable pieces. I don't want you spending tens of thousands of dollars for expensive coat hangers. And believe me, about 10 feet away from where I'm recording this, I have an indoor cycling bike. Yes, I use it two or three mornings a week if I'm not going to be at the gym, but otherwise, if I'm not using it, I'm hanging my towels on it. So I don't want you to spend money you don't need to spend on equipment that's just going to sit around. So as I start doing equipment reviews, just know any piece of equipment I review is going to be worth your time listening to. And also, if I think it's a piece of crap, I'm going to tell you, this thing is garbage. Don't buy it unless you want to give it to somebody as a gag gift. Anyway, I'm Pete McCall. This is All About Fitness. You can find my regular blog, PeteMcCallFitness.com. If you want to email me with story ideas or show ideas or somebody you'd like me to book as a guest, please feel free to reach out at me. My email is pretty easy. It's Pete@PeteMcCallFitness.com. My Twitter handle is Twitter is PeteMC. Twitter is PeteMC_fitness. It'll be below in the show notes. And my Instagram handle is PeteMcCall_fitness. Instagram is PeteMcCall_fitness. Thanks for stopping by. Sorry I've been a little bit out of touch, but keep tuning in because I have some killer interviews coming up that I'm sure you're really going to enjoy. Have a great day, and thanks for stopping in.